Americans who receive Social Security will receive bigger benefit checks next year. It's the largest increase in payments in 40 years, and 70 million Americans will see that increase in their checks. This news comes as inflation continues to rise, and many consumers are struggling with paying those higher prices. Joining us to discuss this is Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Welcome back, Robin.
Hey, Tanya.
How much is this increase? And remind us, retirees aren't the only people who actually get Social Security.
That's right. Retirement, disability, survivor benefits. Last year alone, $1 trillion in Social Security benefits went out to nearly 70 million Americans. And now we're looking at a 5.9% boost in benefits for 2022. And that would represent the biggest cost of living adjustment in 39 years, coming on the heels of a pop of inflation that we're fearing, you know, this year. And I just remember this is, I mean, you're talking 1982. That's back when banks were giving us toasters and blenders. There was real inflation in the economy.
Right, right. I mean, can you give us a sense of how big of a difference this might make for people to have this increase?
5.9% sounds chunky, but the cost of living adjustment, the COLA, it amounts to just about $92 a month on average for the average retired worker, according to the Social Security Administration. And that's cold comfort. No one is really smacking their lips looking ahead to an added $100 a month, which, after all, would mostly be eaten up by higher costs everywhere. For extra context, a typical couple's benefits would increase by $154 to just under $2,800 per month.
And around 40% of people receive at least half of their income from Social Security, right? You know, Social Security payments get adjusted every year to reflect a higher cost of living, but have benefits really kept pace? You're talking about this inflation in 1982, right? We're a long way from there.
5.9% is it's departure. It's front page news. I mean, cost of living adjustments have averaged just about 1.65% a year over the past decade. And there's been some indignation that real world inflation is undercounted by the official Washington metric keepers, that recipients who are dollar to dollar and they're dependent on fixed income and limited income, they've been falling behind in true inflation terms. But this is the first time in nearly 40 years that we've seen anything like the COLA that Uncle Sam is kicking up. And again, no one is really celebrating, because at the end of the day, your dollar is going to be singed by higher costs.
Right, right. Really quickly, I just have a minute with you. You know, there's a significant percentage of the population that's listening to this conversation. They're like, well, I won't be able to get this benefit. I'm paying into it. I mean, what do you say to younger Americans paying the tax who likely will have little or no confidence that they'll ever get this benefit?
Like with most other crises, homeland security, pandemic, subprime, Washington scrambles when the crisis happens. Young people right now are not thinking about being net payees. As they get older, though, and they see their statements from the Treasury, and they realize what growing old and retiring costs and how much they put in to help their predecessors, they're going to demand their money or else. And the folks in Washington, D.C., well, they generally like to keep their jobs.
Really quickly, when is the Social Security Trust Fund expected to run out of money? We hear 2033.
It could be as soon as 2033 or earlier, and this certainly does not help the program's solvency. And there's hardly unanimity in Congress to hike taxes to fill the void right now.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.